Oisi Dalid. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas sukkah sho'isim achar Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. And this will also explain to us the concept of the sukkah and the holiday of sukkahs, which follows these 10 days of tshuva, as Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Ki mavoy Rosham b'hatoyra hanal, because Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter on Likut Imran, chapter 31, which is the one that we're basing this all on, Shemim shehu b'madregas Avraham, that a Jew who is following in the footsteps of Avram Avinu, he's on the level of Avram Avinu, dahainu she'oise nefoshois toifois alidei kisufim toivim, which means he's creating good souls through his good desires, because we find that by Avram Avinu it says in the Torah, ve'es hanefesh asher osu b'choron. It refers to the souls which Avram Avinu and his wife created in Choron, referring to the Jews that they were makariv. How are they makariv them? With their rotzon toiv, with their good desire. Because we said that the word nefesh in Hebrew means rotzon, desire. Azai, when a person has those good desires, azai kol achilosoi bebechinas lechem aponim, then that person's eating is on such a level of holiness where the food that that person is eating is given a status of lechem haponim, like the special breads in the Beis HaMikdosh. Bechinas lechem cham, as it's called, warm bread. Vazai kol hakoichovim umazolois v'chol ho'akum toyrchim b'shvil panasosoi. And when a person has that level, then all the stars in heaven and all signs of the zodiac and all nations of the goyim all work to serve that person, to give him parnasa. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, lachmenu heim, they are our bread, sor tzilom, their shadow has gone away, their power has become weak. Ki mare chamo amuka min atzel. Rabbi Nizal explains over there that the sun is deeper than the shadow. Ayin shom kol zehetev. Look over there in Likut Imran, in chapter 31, where Rabbi Nizal shows the connections between these things. Over there, using psukim, Rabbi Nizal shows the connection between good desires and creating the foshois, and how a person who has that is zeicha to achila dikdusha, where his achila is in the form of lechem haponim. And lechem haponim, when a person is zeicha to achila on that level, then everybody works to provide parnosa for them, the mazolos, the goyim, everything. And exactly. And Rabbi Nizal uses the terminology that the shade of the goyim goes down, their shadow, their power to shadow the Jews falls, and the light of the Jews shines forth properly. Again, we're not going to go into all the detail on this now. In Likut Imran over there, this is proven through psukim and shown more clearly. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the connection now between those concepts that are brought there and tie it into the holiday of Sukkot. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvah sukkah. This obviously represents the mitzvah of sukkah, shehi tzilo kadisha, which is called the holy shade. Tzilo de mehemenusa, the shade of faith. These are the nicknames that the Zohar HaKadosh uses to describe the sukkah. That when a Jew goes into the sukkah on that holiday and makes the bracha and follows all the laws there, he's sitting in Hashem's shadow, or shade. And he's sitting in the shade of emunah, faith in Hashem. Shaydezeh machniyem b'chinas hatzel v'sitra achra. That's how a person weakens and destroys the shade of the satan, of the other side. Bebechinas lachmenu heim sortzilon. When it says they are our bread, their shade has been removed. Notice lahavdil, you have this expression in English, I'm going to eat him for breakfast. Notice when a person is powerful and they're able to destroy their opponent, they use that term, I'm going to eat him alive. The Pusik uses that term that when the Jews are zecha to this rotzon toiv, they're zecha to this lechem haponim, this super achila de dusha, they destroy the achila de sitra achra, and they're zecha to be able to destroy this shade of the sitra achra. Shade, S-H-A-D-E, not shindalit. V'zeh zoichin achar Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. And this we are zeicha to specifically right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. She'oz hoya kol iskenu lahamshich bo'olam havolim nekdusha. That's the time when we were involved in producing these vapors of Kedusha, these Havolim of Kedusha, Sheheim Bechinas Nefoshois Kedoshois, Ha'olim Mehavolim Shel HaShofar, V'Shel Kol HaKoilois V'Atzokois, Shetzoikim Yisrael, Barosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim V'Aseres Yimei Tshuva. These holy vapors are the vapors that are emitted from the Shofar, from the holy sounds of the Shofar, or from all the screams and cries of the Yidden throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. All of those Koilois are these Havolim of Kedusha. That's the main thing that inspires Klal Yisrael to do tshuva during those days. The blowing of the shofar, which we start from Rosh Chodesh Elul, to wake everybody up. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we could also understand why Yom Kippur is different than any other day of the year. On other days during the year, any kohen at once can do the service. On Yom Kippur, the entire avodah, the entire service of the day, must be done by the kohen gadol. Shehu bechinas tzadik hador. He symbolizes, he represents the tzadik hador. Shehu bechinas tachlis shmiras sabris b'shleimus. Because we explained earlier that the title tzadik represents Tikkun HaBris. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Man Tzadik Mandenot HaBris. Ki HaKohen Gadol Metzuvo Al Kedushas HaBris Yoser Mikol Yisrael. Because the Kohen Gadol is required to keep a higher standard of Tikkun HaBris than any other Jew. A Jew is limited in who he can marry, correct? A Jew can't marry a Goy, a Jew can't marry a sister, but there's all kinds of limitations. A Kohen is limited much more than a regular Jew. A Kohen can't even marry a divorcee. That eliminates thousands and thousands of women. A Kohen Gadol is further limited in that he can't even marry a widow. So he represents the strictest Tikkun HaBris of any Jew in Klal Yisrael, because he is more restricted, more limited than anybody else. Ki osur afilu ba'almona. He's even forbidden to marry an almona. Symbolizing a level of strictness, more limited, more holy, more reserved. Ki ikar elu hanefoshos shein bechinas kisufim toivim nimshochim al yidei hatzadik shomer habris kamo shekosov sham. Because Rabbeinu Zalo explains in Likut Imran that when we talk about Jews producing souls through their desires, obviously the one that does that the best is the tzaddik hador. The leading tzaddik is the one who hits home runs. You know, he's the one who has the highest level of good desire, and as a result produces the best nefoshos. Shezehu bechinas ki sifse kohen yishmeru das v'toyro yivakshu mipihu. The Gemara quotes a pasuk which says that from the lips of the kohen you should seek out knowledge and seek Torah from his mouth. And the Gemara says over there, Ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. The pasuk says, because he's a heavenly angel. So the Gemara says, Im horav doim ala malach Hashem tzvokois, if your rabbi is like a heavenly angel, then learn from him. Then even the Torah itself craves to be spoken by him, to come forth from his mouth. Ki horav nikra kohen. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the rabbis and the tzaddikim are given this name, Kohen. They're given the title Kohen, Shehu Bechinas Kedusha Sabris Yoiru Mikol Yisrael, which represents a stricter level of purity in Tikkun HaBris than any other Jew. Kemoi Shekosu, as we find written in the Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vezois HaBrocha is giving the bracha to the different Shvotim, when he addresses Shevet Levi, from whom the Kohanim come from, he says, Yoiru Mishpotecho LeYakov Yisroschel Yisrael, they'll be the ones to teach Torah to the Jewish people. Why? Ki Shomru Imrosecho, because they're the ones who observe Hashem's words the best, Uberischo Yimtsoiru, and they are the watchers of the Bris. They are the purest ones in Tikkun HaBris, the Kohanim. So we see that Kohen symbolize the Tzadikim. V'Kohen HaGadol Mekudesh Yoser Mikulam. And we know that of all the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol is the holiest of all. V'hu b'bechinas horav ha-tzadik shebedoer. He represents the rabbi of the generation, the tzaddik of the generation, shehu betachlis shmira sabris, which is obviously the one who has the purest tikkun abris. V'al kein, therefore, kol hu avoido shel yom ha-kippurim eino k'sheira elaboi. Now we can understand why the Gemara tells us that on Yom Kippur, the only one to do the avoido was the Kohen Gadol. Ki b'yom ha-kippurim ozhu gmar ha-chasim olechayim. Because on Yom Kippur is when this seal for life is completed. Those that are being written into the book of life, that's when they seal that book completely. She'oz tzrichin likmoir ha-tikun ha-nasa o'idei ha-kisufim toivim she'im nefoshois v'avolim dekdusha. That's when we finalize the tikkun that's been accomplished via all the good desires and good words and good vapors that have come forth from Klal Yisrael. Shaydezeh metzayrin oisiyas ha-Torah le-toiv, which result in formatting the letters of the Torah in a positive way, in a good way. Bebechinas sam chayim, to form a medicine of life. Shezeh bechinas sefer ha-chayim shenechtovim v'nechtomim boi b'rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim l'chayim. This is what the Gemara means when it talks about the Jews being written into the Book of Life on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. The Book of Life is the Torah itself. And the Torah itself is a switch hitter. It can hit right or it can hit left. It can be a Sam Chaim or a Sam Movis. The Gemara says that when it says, V'zois ha-Torah asher som Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael, this is the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu placed before the Jews. Why does it use that word "some"? Why doesn't it say "asher nosan moishel"? Why "some"? The Gemara says this is to teach us that the Torah can swing either way. It can be a sam chayim, a medicine of life, or a sam moves, a poison of death. Depending on what? Depending on your ritzonos, depending on your desires. So throughout this period of 10 days of tshuva, the Jews have been working on trying to arouse their good desires and everything to create these havolim nigdusha, to create good nefoshos, which are going to format the oisiyos ha-Torah in a positive way. Shezeh nasa al-yidei shemetzayron oisiyos ha-Torah l'chaim al-yidei havolim nefoshos ha-nasa mikisufim toivim shel Yisrael shenesoyron be'elo ayom kanal. This is accomplished by formatting the letters of the Torah for life as a result of the good vapors and the good souls that were generated by the good desires of the Jews, which were aroused during these 10 days, during this whole period of tshuva. Al kein, therefore, oz b'yom ha-kippurim, ikar ha-tikun al-yidei ha-kohen ha-gadol. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, when all of this is being wrapped up and finalized, the main tikkun is through the kohen gadol. Shehu bebechinas kiddush ha-sabris. He represents the most religious Jew in Klal Yisrael in the area of Tikkun HaBris. Ki ikar elu hanefoshos yotzen al yidei hatzadik shehu bebechinas shmiras habris kanal. Because when we talk about producing these holy souls, which result from good desires, which shoot all over the world and go into different people and inspire them to be chozer b'tshuva, or inspire them to be more religious and everything, the main factory that's producing those souls, that's generating those good desires, is the leading tzaddik. This is why we kick off Yom Kippur. We start off Kol Nidre night with the words Oir Zorua LaTzadik Ule Yishrei Lev Simcha. When they open the ark and they take out the Sifrei Torah, and the Chazan says those words, Or Zoru ala tzadik ule Yishrei le simcha. Rav Moshe Zal says, Shehu bechinas tikkun abris kemuva. That posuk is referring to the concept of tikkun abris. Zorua is miloshin zera. Zera la tzadik. That the tzadik is the symbol of tikkun abris. Ki oz tzrichin lahamshich bechinas tikkun abris mea tzadik oemes, because it's on Yom Kippur that all the Jews have to try to draw this power of Tikkun HaBris from the Tzaddik. Shaydeze Iker HaTikun HaNigmar B'Yom HaKippurim Al-Yidei Nefoshos Toves Kanal. That's what's going to help accomplish the main goal that we're looking to achieve on Yom Kippur, which is the completion of this process via the Nefoshos Toves, via the good souls. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'achar Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim, after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, She'oz zochinu lebechinas madregas Avraham, when the Jews are zoiche to the concept, to the level of Avraham Avinu, Shehoyo Baal Nefesh, who was the master of the souls. He's one of those tzaddikim where the Torah writes about him that he created souls. Dahainu lasos nefoshos toivos, which means to produce these good souls, al yidei kisufim toivim, through our good desires. Alkein oz oisin sukkah hagdosha. That's why we're ready at that point to build the holy sukkah, shehi tzilo kadisha, which is called the holy shade. She'ikar mitzvoso hi ho'achila b'socha, where we know that the main mitzvah in the sukkah is eating in the sukkah. B'shar hitztarchus adam, and the rest of the person's physical needs, sleeping in the sukkah, eating in the sukkah, walking in the sukkah. Ki oz zoichim she'yihia ho'achila v'aparnosa b'bechinas lechem aponim kanal. Because Rabbi Nizal had showed us in Likutei Moran that once a Jew is zeichet to these good desires and these good nefoshos, then that Jew's eating is on a very holy level. B'chinas lechem aponim. Sheze zeichen al yidei b'chinas Avraham, which is what a Jew is zeichet through a madrega of Avraham, al yidei kisufim toifim kanal, through good desires. B'chinas lechem cham, warm bread. Lachmeinu heim sor tzilam kanal, as we mentioned earlier. This is what the sukkah represents, which is called the holy shade, which weakens and destroys the shade of the goyim. As the pasuk says, they are our bread. Their shade has been removed. The kanal, as we said earlier, meaning when the Jews are zoche to eat that holy bread, that achila dikdusha, which the greatest emphasis for that is on sukkahs, where every item that you're eating is a separate mitzvah in the sukkah and everything, that's when we're zoche to do away with this shade of the sitra achra. Ki sukkah hu bebechinas Avraham ish hachesed. Rav Nosson Zal says now, because the sukkah is related to Avraham Avinu, who is the concept of kindness. Shezocha lekahuna. Avraham Avinu was given the title Kohen in the Torah. Kemay shekosuv, ato Kohen la'olam. When he defeated the four kings and Shem came out to greet him, he said to Avraham Avinu, you are a Kohen. I'm declaring you a heavenly priest. Shehu bechinas Aaron HaKohen Isha Chesed, because Avraham Avinu is similar in concept to Aharon HaKohen, who is also known as Isha Chesed. Shebishusoi hoyu hoanane akovoi. We know that the clouds that traveled with the Jews throughout the time in the desert were in the schus of Aaron HaKohen. Shehem bebechinas Sukkah, they represent the Sukkah. Shehu ahavo v'chesed. The sukkah represents Hashem's love for the Jewish people and His kindness towards us. Bebechinas, I'm just looking to see if Rav Nosson Zal says it here, how does sukkah represent love and kindness? There's a pasuk, v'yeminoi tichabkeni, that kaviyochel with Hashem's right hand, smoiloi tachas l'roishi, kaviyochel Hashem places His left hand under my head, v'yeminoi tichabkeni, and with His right hand, He hugs me. The right hand always represents chesed, chibuk, the hugging, Hashem hugging the Jews. The Zohar Kodesh says that takes place on sukkah. When a Jew walks into the sukkah, he's walking into Hashem's embrace. That's literally what the symbolism is in the sukkah. It's this concept of the yeminoi techapkeni, that with Hashem's right hand, He's embracing us. Just like the clouds that travel, the seven clouds that traveled with the Jews throughout the desert, which embraced them, and they were in Hashem's protective embrace and protected from all the elements. That's why sukkah is this concept of ahava v'chesed. Bechinas hishtoikikus v'kisufin dikdusha, and this is how the sukkah represents holy desires for Hashem. Shehoyulanu be'elu hayomim hanayroim, which the Jews had throughout the days of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and everything. Shaydeze onu zeichen letzeil hakodesh hazeh shel sukkah, That's what leads us into the sukkah. It's all the good desires that we activated and inspired ourselves with during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's what prepares the atmosphere of sukkah. This atmosphere, this building that's the result of all of that love, that love for Hashem that we aroused. Shehu machnia hatzel shelohem, which is what destroys the, subdues the shade of the goyim. She'oz ho'achila b'gdusha, on sukkahs the eating is with holiness. B'b'chinas lechem aponim. Ve'oz kol ho'akum torchem b'shvil parnasasenu. And Rabbi Nazal said over there in the Kutimran that when a Jew is zochet to that level, then all nations of the world struggle to provide for him. All of them work for his benefit. U'b'shvil ze makrivim b'sukkos ayin porim keneged ayin umos. Now you could understand why there's a very unusual event that takes place on Sukkot that doesn't take place on any other holiday of the Jewish people. We bring sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash corresponding to the nations of the Goyim, on their behalf, like in a sense. Those 70 oxen that we bring, 13 the first day, 12 the second day, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, a total of 70 Purim, the Gemara says, correspond to the 70 nations of the Goyim. What are we doing with the 70 nations? What are we bringing oxen for them? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ato yeshlonu sholoim godoli mohem. Because on Sukkot, we're at a tremendous level of peace with the Goyim. Bebechinas sukkas sholoim. The Sukkot is called the symbol of peace. Ki kulam torchim b'shvil parnasasenu, because as a result of all the avoda we've done on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in activating all of those good desires, that creates a situation where all the goyim are working on our behalf. Ki ha'avolim v'anafoshes d'kedusha hizkapru kol kach, because the vapors and holy souls have strengthened themselves to such a point, v'himshichu kol kach hisoyerus ha'tshuva boilam, and have aroused such an inspiration of tshuva in the world, at shafilu lehoakum higia mizeh hisoyerus, to the point where even the goyim are turned on by it. At shenoid alohem b'mokom shehem shehu ikrahem Yisrael, to the point where even the goyim find out in their places, wherever they're at, that the main focus of the world is on the Jewish people. V'she'ikr tachlisam l'troyach avur parnosis Yisrael, and that their main objective is to work for the Jewish people, to help the Jews. V'alkein onu makrivim b'shvilam korbonos. That's why we bring sacrifices on their behalf on Sukkos. Ki onu tzrichem oisam k'dei sh'yitruchu b'shvil parnosisenu. Because we need the goyim that they should work for our parnosa. V'zehu b'chinas v'omdu zorim. This is what it means when it says in the Navi that strangers are going to come along and they're going to care for your sheep. And people from other nations will tend your vineyards and your fields. And you, the Jewish people, are going to be proclaimed a nation of priests. You're all going to be learning and davening, being involved in Kiddushah. Koyhane Hashem Daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word, look at the title that the pasuk gives us. It calls us all Kohanim. Bechinas Koyhein Isha Chesed. The Koyhein is the symbol of kindness. Aharon HaKoyhein. Shehu Bechinas Avraham. Shehu Bal Nefesh. Shenase Mi Chesed Vi Ava Vehishtoikikus. Avraham Avinu was the one who was all love and desire to please, desire to serve and help. Shezeo b'chinas sukkah. That's the concept of sukkah. Shaydeze ho'akum torchem b'shvil parnasasenu. That's what brings things to a point where the goyim are working for our benefit. B'chinas va'omdu zorim v'ra'u tzainchem. As the pasuk says, strangers will come and they will tend your sheep. Belinet, I'm going to try for the next year to prepare in short the connections that Rabbi Nazal makes regarding that issue with the lechem aponim, and the shade, the issue of shade of Kedusha, just to make it a little bit clearer. But for now, we can trust Rabbi Nazar's words that if Rabbi Nazar writes here, that this leads into that, you can be sure in the Likutei Moran he shows the connections for it. Continuing from Ois Tesvov. Before we continue, just to clarify a little bit some of the connections that we mentioned in the previous shiur from Likutei Moran, which Rav Nosson Zal made reference to, from this chapter 31 in Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, specifically paragraph 9 in that Torah. We said that Rabbeinu Zal compared a person who is a bal nefesh, a person who has strong longing and desires for Hashem, to serve Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal gave that the label Avraham. Avraham Avinu is known for this type of tremendous longing and yearning to serve Hashem. And we said that such a person, their achila is certainly bigdusha. Their eating is certainly with a holiness. Which Rabbeinu Zal gave the title Lechem Haponim. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, they had what was called the showbread, the special loaves that were on the table in the Beis HaMikdash, that was very holy food. So Rabbeinu Zal says that a person who is Bechinas Avraham Avinu, this Baal Nefesh, his achila is Bechinas Lechem Aponim. And Rabbeinu Zal shows this, because there's a pasuk which Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Hishalech Lefonai Veheye Tomim. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, walk before me and be complete, be whole. The term halicha is with the feet, and the feet represent the parnosa of a person, because there's a pasuk in Chumash where it says the Jews and everything that's at their feet, and the Gemara says that this refers to the money of a person, which is what establishes him on his feet. It puts him on his feet. People say, I hope he gets a job because he needs something to put him on his feet. That's the expression that's used. So Rabbeinu Zal says that when Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Hishalech Lefonai, Lefonai means before me, Lefonai also means ponim, the ponim. He was referring to Avraham Avinu as being the one who has the ability to elevate his parnosa, which means his food, to the madrega of ponim. Because we know that the concept where a person eats without holiness, that's called ochr, a sense, the back. We always refer to the back as the sitrachra, or a certain negative aspect, whereas the front, or the face, is always a concept of chesed, light, goodness. So Avraham Avinu is the one to whom Hashem said, Hishalech lefonai, that your halicha, your parnosa, your achila will be leponim. We find also that those showbreads, the lechem aponim, was called lechem cham, that it was as warm, it was kept on the table in the Beis HaMikdash from Shabbos to Friday. From Shabbos to Shabbos, actually. And yet it was as warm when it was put on the table fresh, hot, and when it was taken off 7 days later, it was just as fresh and hot as when it was first put down. So that the Lechem Haponim is called Lechem Cham, warm bread. We find by Avraham Avinu, the Torah uses the term warm related to him also, because it says he was sitting in front of his tent, Kechoim Hayoim, during the warm part of the day, when Hashem took the sun out of its sheath, the whole story over there. So Rabbeinu Zal makes the associations here between Avraham Avinu, Lechem Aponim, this Lechem Cham, etc. And in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal talks about elevating the achila from the level of the back, behind, to the front, which means from non-kedusha to a place of holiness. And he bases that chapter in Likutei Moran on an incident in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that the Rabbi Shua ben Hananya once had an encounter with the 70 wise men of Athens. And they said to him that there's a well in the desert. Could you bring it in here? So he said to them, sure. He threw some sand in front of them and he said, spin me a rope, make rope for me out of this, and I'll bring it in. So they said to him, can you make a rope out of sand? So he said, and can you bring a well in from the desert? This was an interchange, and the Meforshim explained what the meaning behind this was. Rabbeinu Zal has a whole chapter on the Likutei Moran where he discusses what this represented, this chapter here. Now, in the explanation, Rabbeinu Zal says, when they said, Islon Biro Bedabro, that there's a well in the desert, the Hebrew word for well is Biro, which also means Parnoso, and it also means Achila. Bar means Mozoin, food in Aramaic also. So Rabbi Nizal says that they said, are you on a level to be able to take the bar from the desert and bring it in here? Take it from outside, to take your achila and your panosa from a level that's far from Kedusha and bring it into the Kedusha. This was their question. And the answer was, he showed them, he explained to them what the prerequisites are to be able to do that. If you look in that chapter in the Kutumran, you'll see more details on this. But this information is going to be important now to understand how Rav Nosson Zal introduced the topic of sukkahs, eating in the sukkah, and he spoke about Avraham Avinu being associated with sukkahs, and now he's going to continue speaking about things that are very much related to what I just mentioned. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'oz machnisin ha-parnoso michutz lepnim. And it's then, once a person has done what we've spoken about till now, they've gone through the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the expression of all their desire and longing for Hashem, and they've had sukkahs, which represents the shade of Tumah being removed, and the shade sitting in the shade of Kedusha, the shadow of Hashem Kavyochel in the sukkah. And we spoke about sukkahs representing this being symbolic of a time when the goyim are going to work for us, when they're going to struggle and toil on our behalf. And that's also why on Sukkot we bring 70 oxen corresponding to the 70 nations. We're acknowledging them and acknowledging that they're going to play a role in helping us. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, and once we've done all of this, V'oz machnisin ha-parnosa michutz lepnim, then we're able to take the parnosa and take it from a level of outside the realm of Kedusha, and bring it inside. Bibichinas islon bira bedabra, as is found in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, which is based on the words in the Gemara, there is a well out in the desert, ailole lamosa, bring it in, can you bring it in for us? This was the request that the 70 wise men of Athens made of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Ayin shom b'seif ha-toyrah heitev, Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the end of chapter 31 in Likutei Moran over there, study it well, and you'll see how Rabbi Nizal explains this Gemara, referring to this concept of elevating one's achila, elevating one's parnasa. V'zehu b'chinas sukkah. This is the concept of the sukkah. Shaydezeh ho'akum torchim b'shvil parnasa senu kanal. It's through the sukkah that we're zeicher that the goyim toil for our parnasa. And then we're able to take the parnosa from a level outside the Kedusha and bring it in. Shekol zeh hu bechinas sukkah. That's the concept of sukkah. Ki hasukkah hi bechinas memutza bein chutz lepnim. Rav Nosson Zal explains, the sukkah symbolizes that which is the intermediary between the outside and the inside. Dehainu bein bayis v'sodeh. It's right in between the house and the field. Ki habayis mukaf mechitzos legamri umekura hetev. A house typically is surrounded with solid walls and a solid roof. Ubasode ubechutz ein shum mechitzos. Whereas out in the field or outside, there are no walls and no roof. V'hasukah hi memutza beinehem. And the sukkah is right in the middle. Kizeh ikar mitzvah sukkah lotzeis midiras keva v'leisha b'dire aroi. Because the Gemara says that the mitzvah sukkah is to leave your permanent dwelling and go into a temporary dwelling. Sheheim mechitzos ha-sukkah she'eino mekurim heitev. This refers to the walls of the sukkah which do not have a solid roof over them. So that the air from the outside and the elements from the outside can come into the sukkah through the roof. So that if you analyze the sukkah is that in-between level, that middle between the inside, what's called going inside, and going outside. Person says, I'm going out to the sukkah. What do you mean you're going out to the sukkah? The sukkah ain't outside. A sukkah is a place you go into. And at the same time, a person would say from the sukkah, all right, I'm going into the house. What do you mean going in? You're in. I'm not in because I'm in the sukkah. The sukkah is not really called in and it's not really called out. It's somewhere in between. כי זה עיקר בחינס סוכו להכניס או אכילו והפרנסו מחוץ לפנים לתוך הבית. Because this is our mission on the holiday of Sukkot. This is what we're accomplishing by going into the sukkah. We're showing that we understand that part of the objective of a yid is to take certain items like parnosa and achila, which start out from a place that's outside, that don't seem to have any kesher to kedusha, to holiness, and bring it inside. Bring it all the way inside, show that it has major kedusha. It's an amazing coincidence. Last night, I was driving home from the airport. You want to mention somebody's name, Latova. I had taken a friend to the airport and was driving back late at night, and you see a soldier standing in the middle of the highway at 10:30 at night. How can you go past him? Now you're going to ride past him and ignore him. He's not, make believe he's not standing there. So I stopped him, took him in the car, and he wasn't a religious, you know, no yarmulke, wasn't, he didn't look religious. He's, although carrying the gun is religious. A person who's putting his life on the line to protect you, and that's, sometimes that's more religious than we who are sitting here and learning. One second. So I'm just to show you how Hashem worked it out, that he told me Likutei Halachos. I heard something from him that I'm seeing now in the Likutei Halachos. And we were talking a little bit about Yiddishkeit, you know, in light ways. So he mentioned to me that his observation in studying one of the days, he speaks to people because he's curious, even though he said he's not observant, he doesn't observe 613 mitzvahs, but he said he's interested in his Yiddishkeit, and he lives here in Eretz Yisrael, he's not in Chutz Laretz. So he said that his observation in speaking to rabbis and in speaking lahavdil to people who know about the Christian religion is that one of the differences, one of the major differences between them and us is their concept of religion is a perception that the physical world is bad. You know, the ones who want to become Buddhist monks-like. So their interpretation of the world is that there's this physical world out there that's no good and you have to run away from it, period. Because it's no good, you have to seclude yourself and run away from it. Whereas he says, he once heard from a rabbi that his interpretation of Yiddishkeit was that Yiddishkeit doesn't say Gashmius is bad. Yiddishkeit simply says that Gashmius is outside. You got to bring it inside. That when you take Gashmius and attach it to Kedusha, when you take food and eat it on Shabbos, it becomes mitzvah. And a person gets married according to the Torah with a holiness, that's when it has Kedusha. This is what he was saying. And it's literally, that's exactly what Rav Nosenthal is saying here, is the mission of a Yid. The mission of a Yid is to know that there's a Chutz and there's a Pnim, and you're the one who's in a position with your mitzvahs. V'zeh b'chinas v'chag ho'osef b'tzeis hashono b'os b'chles ma'asecho min asodeh. This is also what's meant when it says in the Chumash that the holiday of gathering, Sukkot, is called chag ho'osef, b'os b'cho es ma'asech ma'asodeh, when you'll gather in your produce from the field. Ba'os b'cho min asodeh daika. Rav Nosenthal says, look what the Chumash is telling us. That this is the avoid of the Jew, is to take the stuff that's out in the field and bring it in. Hainu, kishetzrichen le'soifu lahachnis es ha'pranosu v'achilo min asodeh l'tvich habayis, dahainu michutz l'pnim. When a Jew will want to bring the parnosu and the achila from the field into the house, which represents from outside to inside. Os tzrichem la'asay sukkah. The tool that's going to allow you to do that is the sukkah. Shehi memutza bein chutz lepnim. That's the thing that's right on the boundary, in the middle of outside and inside. Shaydei mitzvah zois machnisim gam beruchnius kol hashepa v'achila v'aparnosa michutz lepnim. This mitzvah enables a Jew on a spiritual level to take those items which were outside the Kedusha, those people that are outside the Kedusha, or those food items or money that's outside the Kedusha, and bring it inside. V'hainu meho'akum v'horishoim, to take from those who are among the goyim and the rishoim, and bring them li'Yisrael, bring them into the Jewish people. B'bechinas, as these Athens men said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ailole lemosa, can you bring this the stuff from the desert inside? Shenasa al yedei hachavolim nikdusha, which is achieved through the holy rope. The Bechinas, as he said to them, Afshiuli chavli, fine, make a rope for me and I'll bring it in. kemavur sham b'hatoyra hanal, as is explained in that chapter in Likutei Moran, shehem b'chinas b'chavle odom emshochem ba'avoisois ahavo. There's a pasuk where Hashem says to the Jewish people that there's going to come a time when I'm going to rope you in with ropes, with human ropes, ba'avoisois ahavo, with strings of love. So we see that the rope represents the ahava. Shehem bechinas suka shu bechinas avoisois ahava v'chesed bein Yisrael avim shebashamayim. This is the symbol of suka. The suka represents the ropes of love and kindness with which Hashem brings us close. Ki oz ikar ha-hischabrus v'ho ahava. Because the holiday of Sukkot is one of the main times of becoming close to Hashem, and Hashem expressing His love for us, and us expressing our love for Him. Ki sukkah bechinas ahava v'chesed. Sukkah is the symbol of love and kindness. Note, in the sukkah you invite the ishpizin, chesed. Sukkah is a place of chesed, where you invite guests inside, you mitzvah to invite the ishpizin. Bechinas chibuk yad yemin, ki yodua. And we said that the sukkah represents Hashem hugging us with the right hand, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, ukemuva bedvorav zal b'makom acher, and as is shown in Likutei Moran in another place. I mentioned yesterday that there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, smoyloi tachas l'roishi, kavyochel Hashem has His left hand under our head, v'yeminoi tichapkeni, and with His right hand He hugs us. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Smoiloi Tachas LaRoshi, I believe, refers to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are days of judgment. That's the left hand of Hashem. V'yeminoi Tichapkeni, and with His right hand He hugs us. That's the holiday of Sukkot. Being in the Sukkot symbolizes being within the embrace of Hashem. Just like, because there's a pasuk that says about a baby in its mother's womb, Tisucheni bebetanimi. I was covered up, I was embraced in my mother's womb. So it uses the word tisucheni, miloshen sukkah. That covering, that loving covering that the baby feels inside its mother's womb, that's the feeling of ahava v'chesed that Hashem expresses to us on the holiday of Sukkot, and that's what's able to bring things in michutz lepnim. It's able to bring people michutz lepnim, and it's able to bring achilan parnoso michutz lepnim.